This podcast is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability, criminal prosecution, and the wrath of the tall man.
Boy!
Hey, let's talk about you. The ID10T community events at ID10T.com, like Russ Stevens, a.k.a. Cool Movies Darth, who has started a podcast called 90 for Chill, which Russ says is dedicated to movies with a runtime between 74 and 99 minutes, the time frame that I feel is ideal. Russ, I could not agree with you more. That is a fantastic idea. Russ goes on to say, there are times you need a cinematic fix but don't have time for the latest Scorsese masterpiece or offering from a comic book universe. There's also times when you know you need a conclusion to prevent a binge costing you a whole night. My guests and I try to follow these guidelines as we chat up features that are definitely worth your time and are beyond easy to make time for. 90 for Chill, the podcast, can be found on all major podcast platforms at 94chill.com, and that's spelling out 90, N-I-N-E-T-Y, 4 F-O-R, chill. So there you go. Thank you so much for sharing, Russ. Really great idea for a podcast. Events at ID10T.com for everyone else.
Coraline Jones always dreamed of finding a better world, but never imagined it would be in her own home.
We've been waiting for you, Coraline.
A place so perfect.
I love your garden!
It can't be real.
You probably think this world is a dream come true, but you're wrong.
You're in terrible danger.
From the director of The Nightmare Before Christmas.
She's got this whole world where everything's better, but it's all a trap.
How dare you disobey your mother?
You aren't my mother.
Coraline, rated PG.
Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
And welcome to 90 for Chill, the podcast with Cat Bus Russ. This is your host, Cat Bus Russ. And this week we are discussing the follow-up to Nightmare Before Christmas. It's kind of but I'm not a James and the Giant Peach fan. So essentially, we're kind of, this is the one to watch after you watch Nightmare Before Christmas, I suppose. We're going to be discussing Coraline, and my guest this week is Brandi Stoneham. Hello. So, yeah, we've been friends for a couple of years, talked a lot of movies, seen some riff traps together, and get my haircut from her. So if you're in Savoy, head to the Walmart. Savoy, Illinois, yeah. Of course. So
we have a good time.
Yeah, right. So Zoe doing all right?
She is. She just got over a cold.
Oh.
Yeah. So she still has to do eye drops, but she stopped coughing and sneezing finally.
Ooh.
Poor thing. Yeah. She's doing good though.
Oh, well. You know,
they said she's probably stressed.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say, because yeah, cats usually, well, I don't know. I've got my Ava's kind of torn up my lower leg recently, that's probably more attention. So I get it, I suppose. Yeah, we've talked to movies. We're both horror fans. I think the first time we ever really hung out and watched a horror movie was Freaky. The take on Freaky Friday, essentially, with Vince Vaughn and
we watched that. That's a good one.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm trying to pull up, come on, I have all these screens open, multiple computers pulled up.
All right, okay,
I'm just trying to think of the actress's name because she seems to get a lot of horror work now. She was also in Detective Pikachu.
I don't remember if I saw that.
Oh, well, that's a fun one.
Ryan Reynolds, right?
Yeah, as Pikachu. Yeah.
I half watched it at a friend's house. Like, she put it on for her kid.
Right. Well, if you like Deadpool, then it's essentially, hey, what if Deadpool was commentating a kid's movie, I suppose?
Now I have to sit down and watch that. It just sounds hilarious.
Well, my older sister, the poetic critic who I do a lot of the podcasts with, she's a she says, "Oh, that's made it to her queue finally." But you talk about the actress from Freaky, Catherine Newton, having to swap bodies with a Psyduck at one point. That I think that sold her on it. She could. So.
That is great.
Yeah, so let me get my. So this is the first time this year that I've really got to settle down, get my booze ready for a show. So taking my traditional shot of Malort now.
Oh, I have never had Malort, but I have been told I will hate it.
Oh, I. All right, so it's a. I found it was kind of a rite of passage for the Chicago wrestling scene. So that's how I knew. I kind of like, oh, I was one of the guys. They gave me Malort and I downed it and wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
So but after that it's masochism. I'll say that. So I gotta get my older sister to try it. Her so we went to B-Fest a couple of weekends ago.
Yeah.
Northwestern's 24-hour B movie marathon. And she met some friends who drove all the way from Maryland to see the show. And they were talking on
Oh, dang.
social media. They were talking on social media about, oh, finally tried Malort. So it's like, I have to, it's just a matter of principle. I gotta torture my older sister that way.
So is it licorice flavored, from what I understand, what I've been told?
Most
Like it's
people.
more.
Most people say it's more of a grapefruit, I would say, and
Really?
we're probably talking the rind of grapefruit.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Well, I mean,
I think somebody was describing Jaeger to me then, because they're all like, yeah, it's kind of licoricey, and I'm like, oh yeah, no, hard pass, hard pass.
oh, well, Jaeger's hardly like if you actually have real anise licorice, Jaeger's nothing
Yeah,
like
no.
it, but no, Jaeger's. I don't know. I don't know how Jaeger's lasted so long because it was a college thing back when, we were probably college age. So,
Yeah, it's a
yeah,
long
no,
time ago.
right. Oh yeah, no. Fireball
Oh.
is fire. I thought Fireball took its place, but you'll see people still grab it. So,
I like Fireball. Like, I can do Fireball.
not a fan.
I
It's not.
no.
Well, it's just there's nothing to it. As you say, so many
It's
people.
just really smooth. Yeah, and I can't do vodka at all. So, I'm not really
Well,
a big drinker that much at all
no,
anymore.
I yeah,
I
I
have to go in baby steps.
right. And I told you when we were talking about doing the podcast that, oh, well, I rarely do them sober, but except for the last year. Not the last year, the last since the year started.
Yeah.
And I suggested your own herbal remedies in
I'm
the
partaking.
okay, very good.
Yeah.
In the vein of one Couchman Bakes, Andrew TD, frequent guest of the show, and yeah, definitely seen him huff on a vape, and I don't think it's nicotine, so
Oh, yeah. No shame.
Right. So otherwise, like I don't know. Don't want to say I'm low on booze because that's definitely not the case. I spend 20 hours a week at a liquor store. But
Oh yeah, and you probably get a discount.
little bit. It's really,
Gotta try all the things.
yeah. Oh, exactly. Like had a it unfortunately it was one of those like, oh, they had a tasting table yesterday of Dirty Monkey banana peanut butter whiskey. So I had to try that, wish it around, and then spit it out, of course, but
I don't know that I would like just the name Dirty Monkey made me go, I don't want whatever that is. And then you said banana peanut butter, and I'm like, wait, those two things I like. But I don't know if I would like that.
Well, I think
Hi, Yummy.
I think one of my coworkers said, yeah, it's not, I mean, it's banana, but it's kind of like Laffy Taffy banana. So, yeah, so it's got an
Which is like
interesting map.
really fake banana.
Right, precisely. So I ran it by another coworker who just tries everything. He's definitely young, we'll just say it that way. And he was saying, yeah, it's not up to par to Elvis's Midnight Snack Whiskey, which is bacon, peanut butter, and banana. So, I guess bacon makes everything better. So,
I
I
hear
know you're.
that. I don't know from
Well,
experience,
right, I was gonna
but
say, I know you're a
we had turkey
vegetarian,
bacon in my
and
house growing up, and then I'm a
right,
vegetarian now, so
and your heritage says
yeah,
that,
like no
yeah.
bacon for you. We were just talking about that today, probably. I don't know. I've seen so many people today. Yeah, I was at my friend's house today doing her hair. And I was talking to her husband about that because they were eating lunch and they're like, we'd give you one, but it's pork. And I'm like, and they started talking something about like wanting bacon cheeseburgers like for dinner. And I was like, I've never had real bacon. And he's like, I am so sorry. Like, do you need a hug? Like, no, I'm fine.
It
But
well,
yeah,
I think
never.
I get so I get a lot of taste notes from my bet, or at least great descriptions of stuff from my best friend. We're kind of estranged, but she would always say like Malort tasted of rotten meat, smelled of flowers. And turkey bacon's only good if you throw so much butter it defeats the purpose of it going and eating turkey bacon.
Oh,
So
it's true, because you're
you're right.
adding fat in.
Yeah, all the stuff that the turkey bacon's not supposed to have. So but I guess that I can so I'm trying to show that I'm a broadcasting professional. Well, can't say professional, I ain't getting paid. But I have the capability of it, so we'll go with the transition, of just the inability of finding good food. And that's something which almost tempts Coraline, our protagonist, abandon all reality. There we go. So
Yes.
yes, Coraline
To be
from two
fair,
th
that food looked delicious.
yes. So from 2009, I better make sure I have. I'm just looking over the notes I took for it. And I have the movie running in my peripheral, so we'll try to, so I'm not going to keep you too long. We'll try to. I'm going to try not keeping you too long. I mean, this podcast kind of betrays the movies at some points because oh we're going to talk so I mean we talked about eight different movies with my most recent guest. Well, I guess I could say the same thing about my well I'd say my second most recent guest, I guess, since I went to B-Fest with my big sister. We saw at least eight movies there. But
Oh, wow.
oh, B-Fest 24 hours, as I say, they call it a celebration of the best of the worst. I think that's a little harsh, but
Oh, that sounds fun, though.
yeah. Oh yeah. You always have Plan 9 from Outer Space at midnight, and
Oh, cool.
yeah.
That is very cool.
This year was a lot of this year we had I think may have been the first time that my older sister will correct me if she listens to the episode. But maybe the first time we had full moon features, Charles Band's movies. We're talking Puppet Masters.
Oh, wow.
I remember
I haven't seen
Castle
that forever.
Freak. Right. Yeah. So that kind of vein. So one of them was called Arcade with Seth Green in a supporting role, and the guy who played Ralphie from A Christmas Story. And then
Oh, wow.
yeah, so kind of silly stuff there. I mean, so yeah, but that's so my la but yeah, the last podcast with a guest who wasn't a relative was Andrew, and it was He wanted to talk about From Dusk Till Dawn. So we ended up talking about six other George Romero, I mean, not, sorry, geez, Robert Rodriguez
Quentin?
movies.
Oh, Robert,
Ro
right?
Robert, yeah, the director, not the writer.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
To
that's right. He
just
wrote that but didn't direct it. I
correct, correct.
forgot. Oh.
Yeah. So we ended up doing that. So basically, to justify doing that, because in 1997, you're not going to have 7 minutes of credit. So obviously, it wasn't going to qualify for the show. But oh, if we talk about five or six other Rodriguez movies, and well, it used to be if we accidentally talk about this, but that was pretty blatant. Like, we're going to talk about these movies, talk about our fake movie theaters, and yeah, so I don't know. He's got a move. So last podcast, he set up his movie theater to have excellent ventilation so you can get high during the movies.
Oh,
And
wow.
yeah, I just offered an
Sign me
arcade.
up.
I don't think you can get the ventilation to work. Like,
Well,
I think you're just gonna have smoke clouds. So maybe if you got a balcony for the potheads, like
oh,
I
yeah.
w
I don't know if the
yeah.
potheads should be up high where they can fall from things.
Well,
I don't know. I
okay.
haven't seen any deaths from pot, though, so.
Right. Oh shoot,
So maybe it's safe.
I haven't paid attention to the news. I haven't seen what the body count from Unofficial is this year.
Oh, yeah. When I was working the other day, I saw somebody walk by in green and I said, is that official this weekend? Because please kill me now. I'm not
Yes,
going
yes.
anywhere near that part of town. Thank you, but
Oh
no.
yeah. So all right, so I got Coraline running. I got the cat. I think it's just the cat. I don't think he has a name. Voiced by excellent actor Keith David. I don't want to call him a character actor because he's just, Keith David, I think. It's
Yeah.
like it's like Joe Pantoliano. Like, you could say he's a character actor, but it's you cast Joe Pantoliano, we're looking for Joe Pantoliano.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Right. So, but honestly, Keith David, though, one of the I'd say he's definitely one of the top voice act. I mean, just like, yeah, you got something good if you got him at least given a voice. We're talking alongside Mark Hamill, Kevin Conroy, and Alec Tudyk is kind of like the actor who's really showing is probably more beloved as a voice actor now. Alan Tudyk was Wash in
Oh, yes.
Firefly.
Oh,
Yes.
yes. He's
So,
great in everything.
right, I agree. Ever seen Tucker and Dale?
Yes. Oh, my God. That's
Okay.
hilarious.
Well, that's one I haven't done on the show yet. So there we go. I have been using
That's a
inserting
good one.
sound bites in some of my edits, like just of oh, officer, we've had a real doozy of a day. So all right. So as he's saying, as I watched this a couple nights ago, it would have qualified for 90 for Chill the podcast anyhow, because it's not 141 minutes. It's got seconds, but it's like, as I say, it qualifies because of the Kessel Run rule from Solo, a Star Wars Story. Like, it was close, probably closer to 13 parsecs that the Kessel Run was done in. But Han Solo said, "Not if you round down." So, but I gotta really kind of catch up. Looking at my notes, opening credits
Yeah.
kind of remind me of Oogie Boogie and Child's Play sequel kind of combined. Because,
Oh yeah, because they're like putting the doll together and
right, and of course, Oogie Boogie is
yeah.
really the scariest thing from A Nightmare Before Christmas. And
But so good.
yes, and I would say it's kind of like, I guess we were a little too quick to capitalize on the success of A Nightmare Before Christmas, because Henry Selick would, direct 3 years later the adaptation of James and the Giant Peach. And I think that might be more of an issue that Raoul Dahl like whenever like he hated kids. I know that much. But he would always so the kid characters were always ideal, or at least the protagonists. Charlie Bucket or Matilda. They were perfect, essentially. So I think this so I think the good thing about Coraline is she's a little brat to
She
start.
is kind of rotten, like not a nice kid.
No, well, I mean, she's a junior
She's
high kid. I get it.
yeah.
But she doesn't score any points
Why were
with
you
me
born?
from yep. See, we're just getting there. It's the cat's heading, following Wyborn, her neighbor, essentially. And she didn't start off with any points when she hit the cat with a rock, but
Yeah, that's true.
yeah, so the so yeah, and I think another issue with James and Giant Peach is it's not really about people as much. James gets on the peach and it's all Susan Sarandon spiders and such.
She did kind of
So
look like Susan Sarandon. I see that.
well, it was the voice. I mean,
Was she really? I did not know
yeah.
that. I
Oh
did
yeah,
She
no,
didn't
they
favor her in the face.
and the, yeah, they nailed the voices for James and the Giant Peach, which is a difference when you bring up Coraline, because your big voice actors here are Terry Hatcher. I mean, I'm thinking,
Yeah,
gosh,
other mother.
gosh, right. Well, no, she's both mothers, but
Oh, she is the yeah, she is the regular mother also.
and John Hodgman, who's definitely for comedy fans, as father and other father, and so it's it's but I mean, Terry Hatcher is like, okay, she had Lois and Clark, she didn't really have any movies, and then it was Desperate Housewives. So yeah, but John Hodgman, I knew from The Daily Show. Eventually he developed the character of the resident billionaire. I don't know really, like, I know he did a lot of work. He just, I guess, hasn't been as present as, because I know that's like basically taking the mantle from Colbert as the fake conservative. I did notice, though, as we are introduced to the father, as he's typing up that catalog and being a bitch to his wife, essentially. He's wearing a Michigan State sweater, so I didn't know if that was a homage to the Raimi family. Because if you watch any of the Evil Dead movies, I couldn't recall any Michigan State paraphernalia in Evil Dead Rise, but
Not that I recall, yeah.
yeah, I mean, but Sam Raimi usually puts Michigan State somewhere in his movies,
Oh, no.
and I like to think that they're trying to subconsciously place a antagonist relationship between Coraline and the father, because she's got blue hair and a yellow jacket, which is the colors of Michigan, University of Michigan. I mean, screw those
Yeah.
guys. Screw those guys. My dad's from MSU. But yeah, so yeah, right now in my peripheral, she's counting everything and fails to check the settings on the faucet before turning on the shower. I can't say that I watched everything, but I kind of felt like it, because I had a my best friend's daughter was 3 when this movie came out, and she was constantly watching it. Like, she was a she's
Oh,
a
yeah.
so it's like, oh, I guess I've probably seen it all by some point, which wasn't the case. And I had my, as I say, not in the best terms with my best my with that friend, but she had she was doing some good things parenting. Like, she w my pseudo niece, as I call her, wanted to watch Labyrinth, but she would just call it Bowie. So
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So.
I love that movie so much.
And I
I'm
think I'll
actually going to
bring.
see it next week. It's going to
Oh, is
be
it?
at the Savoy Theater on Wednesday, I think, at like 7. I was trying to get my brother to
Yeah.
go with me because he was he's named Jareth. Like my mom named him after the movie. So like I'm like, we should go see your namesake together. I don't know if I'll actually go, but I'm going either way because I've never seen it on the big screen, even though I've literally seen it. I'll be 40 this year, and
Right,
I
and
watch
as
it
I was
multiple
say,
times a year.
it's at Savoy. I mean, it gets shown a lot in those retro movies, because I've invited you to, like, hey, you want to check this out before,
You always
so.
give me like the worst times
Time,
too.
yeah,
Like,
right. Well, now I
I'm
work two
not very good
jobs,
at like
so.
short notice plans.
Right, well, and now I have two jobs, so it's like, oh shit, I can't.
Like I don't have, I can't schedule
Well.
anything this day. I'm thinking about
Right.
going back to school this summer, so I'm gonna have that trouble. It's only for like 500 hours because I'm just adding something to my license,
Right.
but I'm like, God, I'm gonna be like in classes and doing homework and stuff probably. But I'm getting a kayak for my birthday, so I will definitely be outside a lot too.
Well, that's good. Yeah. So, yeah, but as I'm watching this movie, it's kind of like, I don't know, was this a good thing idea to show for my friend to show her kid? Like, it kind of
It's
said,
kind of dark, right, for someone that young, but the
well, I'm just saying it kind of says,
subject
oh, you
matter
could.
probably doesn't matter to them at that age, though.
Well,
It's
true. I
more
mean, the visuals and
the
what have
visuals.
you. But it's kind of like, I don't know. Like, do you really want your kids being thinking, oh, Coraline's cool, being a, little brat to her parents at times? Like,
But
just from
she
the,
learned. Like, she learned her lesson, right?
well,
So.
we'll get to that. But,
That,
yeah. Well, and I know it's kind of in the same note, but, like, so yeah, she's currently just trying to get through that meal. And so, Coral, better get to the story, I suppose. So, Coraline is a junior high student whose parents have moved, I think, to Oregon from Pontiac, Michigan. And they are catalog writers for gardening, despite the mother does not like mud at all. And as I say, they end up in Oregon. She meets the cat, Black Cat, voiced by, well, in the other world,
Not
voiced by
yet.
King David, right? And Wybie, the grandson of the landlord of the Pink Castle, I think it is, which is an apartment complex w where Coraline and her family lives
Is it the Pink Palace?
Pink Palace. There you go. Alliteration. Thank
Yeah.
God.
I was
Yeah.
thinking it was coming.
Right. Live below the Russian Chernobyl survivor, if you watch a bunch of YouTube videos like I do.
Mr. Babinski.
Yes, a
I
Russian
love him.
acrobat voiced by Ian McShane, which a lot of people know from Deadwood. I know he's a British actor.
I
He's
love Deadwood. He's in the John Wick movies. He's
Yes, he
the
is. He is Winston, the where he's going totally British accent, as I say. It's kind of like weird. It's a and then he's playing a
The
Russian in this one.
continental head.
Yes.
There's something else I've seen him in that he's amazing in,
Well,
but he
well,
Deadwood.
I mean,
Oh, he's so good in Deadwood.
he's always amazing. He was great in his one
Oh,
episode of Game of Thrones.
I still have yet to watch that. Don't judge.
Talking about Neil Gaiman, he was in American Gods as Mr.
I have not
Wednesday.
watched that yet either, but I hear it's so good.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's definitely a Starz budget compared to HBO. We'll just put it that way. So she's bored in this house. Her parents just don't pay attention to her. But there's a weird little wallpapered over door in the living room, and It's brick beneath it, but at night, little mice come to invite Coraline to open that door. I nearly said Caroline. That's a running joke.
Yep.
And inside this door, inside this door, you have an alternative world where everything is to Coraline's liking. Except everybody's got buttons for eyes.
Yes.
I appreciate Coraline's skepticism of it, but kind of like, you know, I don't know, till Wyvie comes out with no mouth.
Oh yeah.
I'm kind of like, I'm not too upset with this place. It's kind of like
there's no scariness until that point. Like it's all everything's sunshine and rainbows for her so far.
Right. And I'll get to that. For me, it's kind of like, oh, everybody's a Funko Pop. Instead of black dead eyes, they all have buttons. And black is the traditional color, but you could have any, as they later suggest.
Chartreuse. Yeah. I had read this thing online when I was kind of like, because I've seen this movie a million times. I got in this like weird period where I just had it playing on repeat, like over and over again for like weeks. I don't know. I do that sometimes with like comfort shows or movies. So I've seen it a million times, and it was just like kind of refreshing because I probably didn't need to watch it again because I've seen it so often. I could probably quote a lot of it. But I was seeing about them talking about buttons for eyes, or like, because your eyes are the window to the soul, so she can't see the facade of this world because you can't really see through the plastic of the buttons.
She
can't see everyone's true intentions.
Yeah,
I thought that was an interesting take on the
button. That's why I have guests on the show. Like, I haven't necessarily seen this movie. Like, I, you know a lot of things about it, but I can't say I've watched it. Like, I know you got the mango milkshake dispenser, but I didn't notice the gravy train originally.
Yeah.
So.
Toot, toot. And then I saw something once that talked about Welcome Home on
the cake. The cake, right?
Where the double O, or like the double loop in the O for
cursive,
something. Yeah. It like meant something like, I'm gonna have to find it because now it's gonna kill me.
Right.
We can come back to that.
Right. Yeah. If I got another computer, as I say, I got so many. Like, this podcast should not have ended up costing me probably $1,000 reduce in the last 3 years, but.
I found it.
Okay.
In Coraline, the Welcome Home cake features a double loop on the O. According to the graphology, a double loop on a lowercase O means that the person who wrote it is lying. There is only one double loop, meaning she is welcome, but she is not home. So there's only one double loop, and that's in the word home. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the kind of...
like little things.
No. Yes. Well, this is Neil Gaiman. This isn't Tim Burton.
more symbolism.
Well, I'm not saying there isn't a lot of symbolism in Tim Burton, but Tim Burton, essentially, since he's got some exceptions, but as a director for hire.
Yeah.
But he had some brilliant stuff, obviously, leading up to Batman. We had Beetlejuice and Pee-wee's Big Adventure. But after that, it kind of lost... You know, I guess you would say Ed Wood is, well, he had Edward Scissorhands, something I haven't watched myself. I think a lot of problem with Tim Burton is that everybody just gets nuts about it. So it's like, I saw A Nightmare Before Christmas, you know, when it came out, but then emo kids. There was like, I don't know if I could really appreciate this anymore. And we did it a couple years ago on the podcast, so. I mean, yes, it's
a good one.
Yeah, I'm just saying he kind of loses all of his I don't know if he has any flourish anymore. great director, but as I say, he's just, oh, we need something to look weird. Give it to Tim Burton. You could go back to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which I don't think's bad.
I prefer
I'm
the
not,
original. I'll just say
well, Willy
that.
Wonka, yes, but I'm saying it's like he took the material, he pretty took much took it straight, and like, okay, yeah,
I ran with
no,
it. Yeah.
right, like,
Big Fish was really good, though.
right. Oh no, he's had those surprises. They say I gotta watch Ed Wood, and I went to the trouble of purchasing it years ago, and I just haven't gotten around to watching it. Let's see, I'm looking at everything. Oh, well, we're talking limitations. It's kind of funny when you're looking again at the so I picked this up on DVD just in case I couldn't find it streaming. Again, this was a couple years ago, probably, when we were actually talking about, hey, get on the podcast, Brandy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Sorry,
so
life's been crazy.
well,
I'm
no,
late, but I
and
made it.
well, and as I say, I have had to make up rules, bend rules, Oh, we'll do a
Yeah.
marathon and or the Kessel Run rule. Like, so it's kind of but I'm watching the DVD trailers, and they have a trailer for the movie Nine. Not
Oh,
the
that's a good one.
computer generated, produced by Tim Burton, and I don't really know what the hell this I guess he's technically cassette Kazakhstanian director, made probably the most profitable movies for Russia. Timur Bekmambetov, best known for Wanted
Oh, that's a good
with
one.
Angelina. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, that's a
I
real good one.
prefer like I he had a series of movies called Night Watch and Day Watch that were Russian produced. Which were supernatural stuff, and he was also the director of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, which I thought was a lot of fun. He was...
I was upset with it, and I don't know why.
Oh, I mean, it's
I
not.
think I wish I had waited for video because I got all amped up to go to the theater and see that, and then I was
Oh
just like,
no,
meh.
I wasn't a big fan when I saw in my saw in the theater. My mom was. My mom's a big about the theater experience, so it
That's
was
fair.
like. We'd see a movie, you're like, oh, you want to go see a movie? But basically, Dad wouldn't go to the movies. He's got issues with sound. Can't have a lot of loud noises around him, I think, despite we go to hockey games all the time. I don't
I
know.
have that
No.
problem. It just depends on what you're doing and if you can redirect your focus. Because, yeah, which I don't know if his issue is my issue, but because of my anxiety, like noise triggers me. And so,
Oh.
working in a very loud Walmart all day, let me tell you a great time I have. So, like, yeah, but like if it's something you really want to do, so he might not be as into movies because if he does
Right,
really want
no.
to do that and he really wants to do the hockey, he probably just like, yeah, I'd rather go
Right.
through that. The overstimulation of the noises for hockey, but not
Right.
really. I
Well,
can watch a movie at home. Like,
it's interesting. He wasn't really a big and like you can't really get him to watch war movies. And Andrew Teedy is a vet. And my dad's a vet. He didn't have to go abroad. But
but yeah, there's like
there's a
PTSD, like noise triggers. Yeah.
trigger
Well,
right
that's
like
awful.
that. Yeah, it's so all right, trying to get back to my notes. So we're just getting Mr. Bobinski, who nearly neuters himself. But
He's
that's
pretty
where this
fun.
oh yeah, and that's where the start of the Caroline jokes come into, like, oh,
Like
the
a
mice,
full-on.
the mice, they don't know. They called you Coraline. I told them it's
It's
Caroline.
Caroline.
But yeah, it was a What Culture video I was watching. I watch a lot of those just on YouTube, and he's got a little like badge. Basically, said he was part of the cleanup of Chernobyl, which might explain his skin
Oh.
color. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very gray.
Right.
Or bluish almost.
Yes. No, and I like those little elements. It's still definitely but I took a note earlier saying, like, oh, maybe they released James and the Giant Peach too soon. Like, oh, let's see if we just capitalize in it. Because I Nightmare Before Christmas gets to benefit from the fact that it's all dark for the most part. So you don't have to see the chords and the strings, which there are no chords, there are no strings. It's stop motion. It's far more painful. but you know, environments definitely computers can help. That's yeah, so
Did you not enjoy James and the Giant Peach?
well, a lot of people don't regard it as one of Dahl's best. It just runs so fast, nothing really seems to happen. Like, oh, and I'll get to this here. It's almost like, all right, we really need to wrap this story up fast. Catching on that's aimed at kids, which
It's
it.
yeah, 'cause they're on the peach for so long of the book and the movie. But
Well,
I don't know,
no,
I probably
I was
enjoyed the book
thought
more, but
right, and I was just bringing up when I say, well, this movie's eventually going to try wrapping up its story really fast. And I'll address that later. But no, but James and the Giant Peach, oh, they're on the peach, and oh, there's stuff that happens, and then they're it just doesn't really, not a lot of character development. Coraline, at least, and I guess that's again goes to Neil Gaiman giving us a character who's your standard person, not, dare I say, she's more, let's see, I'm trying to run through my characters from Willy Wonka, Violet Beauregard, than
I can absolutely see that because that's who I was thinking you were gonna say.
right. So
100%.
no, she's not a twat like Veruca,
I
and
know.
I got in an argument with my older sister about that. Like, no, they did not use the word twat in the original Willy Wonka. It was twit, and
Oh
I'm
no. It was
thinking,
twit.
I don't know. The like now, the problem is I think they're using AI for a lot of subtitles now. So the AI
Oh,
just,
yeah, that makes
yeah.
sense.
So, oh, she's British. It's got to be. I don't. Unless it's somebody sophisticated like Monty Python.
I've watched
And.
the British version of Taskmaster a lot, and they do say twat a lot in Britain.
Oh.
At
Oh, I no,
least
this is
on
the
that
biggest,
show.
that's the biggest problem with the podcast is I love to curse like a Brit.
Yeah.
I'm a big C-bomb user. I don't use it towards women, but
That's good.
you know, if it's
It's
a
a
you know, if I
delightful
need
word, though.
it,
I use it too.
right, if I need a comma somewhere, it's like Samuel L. Jackson using his catchphrase by this point. Or as I like
Oh,
to say,
yes.
it's right. So I, as we're chatting, she's walking into the fog after visiting the actors beneath her.
Oh,
The
I love Forcible and Spink. They're
thank
the
you.
best. Yes. Oh my God. They're so funny.
Yes.
I enjoy them.
Right. Voiced by famous British comedians, French and Saunders. I think it was Saunders who was part of Absolutely Fabulous.
Yes.
I'm looking through just to verify that. I don't want
I think that is correct. I'm just
to.
using my brain.
Yeah, right. I can't say I've. Come on. What do you mean, no photos? Don French. Yeah, it was Saunders.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so there are a couple of retired actresses living beneath the Joneses, Coraline Jones. And we're getting actually watching right now the kind of bonding moment where it's like, oh, YB's not too bad as the banana slug hunting. And
Oh,
again,
yeah.
you know, don't like her mocking the cat. Oh, he just doesn't like getting his paws wet. And another thing about the cat, like, oh, he's kind of feral. I mean, yeah, I feed him every night.
Yeah. Like, yeah, totally feral cat. Like, yeah,
Yeah.
basically, my cat, he's just an outdoor cat.
Yeah, exactly. Almost had one at the first apartment I lived in down in Champaign, but yeah. No, giving Keith David that voice is just, I mean that cat to Keith David's voice. I mean Neil Gaiman.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I really don't know Gaiman's in development because he didn't work on the script, and I think that's evident again by the time this movie tries to wrap up.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like I would say this movie is kind of like, and I'll get to it, I guess a good place to put it, a modern fairy tale or a bedtime story that parents just rush through. Like, all right, I really don't want to spend the time putting my kid to bed. So
We'll just wrap it up.
yeah, let's not talk about the missing heels in Cinderella or toes, as the stepsisters did their damnedest to fit into that glass slipper. Like the Brothers Grimm, they were
They were dark. Like the
yeah.
original stories for most of their stuff was very dark.
I don't know, there was an intent to like, oh, if religion's not scaring these kids into being great, let's try non-God stuff.
Yeah.
Just let's just say the world's cruel to begin with. There's no God to save you. I guess, yeah, fairy tales are for the atheists, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, 'cause the originals are way darker, like, than all the Disney and cartoon, like the
Right.
animated versions of everything's very safe now
Yeah.
compared to
Oh
the way
yeah,
the
it's
stories are originally written.
Oh no, I don't even wanna like it kind of sucks at my age. I mean, you've got a sister who lives same area as you. I pretty much like I like the joke. Oh no, you're pregnant again? Okay, I'm out of here. I'm putting 90 miles between and your
I
kids.
actually live in the same house as my sister and her five
Oh.
kids. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if you were still
Yeah.
in the trailer, but
No, since I had to have surgery and everything, I
Oh.
ended up getting rid of it and moving here in July.
Okay.
And I've been here since July, and now that
All
I'm all
right.
better, I can move. But I think I'm going back to school, so I'm probably gonna stay like maybe through the summer and then
All right,
move.
but
But I'm
yeah.
not moving away. I'm here in town,
Right.
so
You're right. No, but I'm just saying, it's like you have to deal with kids. I
Oh yeah, every day. Like I'm
So
surprised they haven't come in here to interrupt me and ask if they could come in my room yet.
okay.
Like, 'cause they're very loud.
Yeah, right. I just like but it's just quite kind of like, and especially working in retail like I do. Yeah, I work at a liquor store in the evenings, electronic store during the day, and it's just seeing parents and kids, and it's like, well, screw them. I could definitely do it better. Do I want to have kids? No, but
I'm,
like,
oh yeah, same. No.
yeah.
But no, and I love being an aunt. It's great. I just I'm not gonna be a parent. I'm fine with that. I'll be 40 this year. I'm too old for that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're, oh my God, they're exhausting. I used to get a little upset with my sister, like when she would like raise her voice. I'm like, you don't need to raise your voice. Like you can get them to do what you want, like without raising your voice. No, you can't. Could you
Yeah,
try that a few
no.
times? And then they're like, she eventually has to raise her voice. And I'm like, oh God, I was wrong. I'm not a parent. I don't know any better. I'm sorry for like judging you. Like they just don't listen. Holy
Right.
moly.
Yeah. Oh no. It's like at least when I was working at Kohl's and I see grandmas dragging, buying stuff for their grandkids. State of society. What can I say? The old people have all the wealth.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, it's kind of like there's times where like they're trying to control their kids, and I like to tell would like to tell them, I'll turn my back. I don't care what happens. I don't necessarily
Like, I
know
didn't see a
that's
thing.
yeah, it yeah, like I don't know. I was able to straighten myself out. My parents were at least had us straightened out, and they weren't necessarily violent people. But there's definitely no put the fear in God. Like, I don't know. Yeah, you put the fear in God into them. I guess it's kind of like, well, that's traumatizing. And I back up and I think of things and it's like, yeah, it is traumatizing.
Oh yeah. It's traumatizing, but we also had a
Yeah.
lot less hovering and like helicopter parenting when we
Oh
were
yeah,
kids
no.
because
Right.
cuz
Well,
like we would not be home all day. You'd be out and about, like you can't let your kids. So they're not getting all that freedom that we got cuz they're all on devices and inside cuz nothing's safe, and it's like we were running the streets like when we were their ages, like getting all that energy out exploring and riding our bikes and like not coming home till the street light was on. So I feel like
right,
that's part of it too, like
I get, I yeah, I hear that, and it's like, well, why did it stop? Like, I don't think the world, like, I think we, like, I would say we probably had.
oversaturation of information. We have the internet now and you can literally look at your phone for everything, but with that, like the fact that I can Google a the fact that I can Google a anything I want, I have any information at my fingertips at all times. It's like that's a good thing, like if I'm looking for a game code or a picture or movie or something. But if it's like with the good comes the bad, you're seeing all the crime that happened. Like you wouldn't have known about a crime that happened in California if you lived in like the Midwest, unless it was like
Well,
something huge and made the news, like national news. Like now
yeah.
everything's all the information's like super oversaturated, so we know about way more than we used to know, and I feel
Oh,
like
yeah.
things feel less
Well,
safe because of that.
right, but I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure kids are getting buggered more in the 80s than they were
Oh,
now.
well,
Like,
that's
that
because
was just
everybody's
kind of.
keeping their kids inside.
Well, now, but I'm just saying, yes, and but I'm just saying it's like, no, I know way too many people who were traumatized in that way,
Oh, yeah.
the total from my age. I hope it's like there's hope it's kind of curtailed, but parents like, oh, we don't really want to throw this guy in jail type shit.
Yeah.
And they let a lot of stuff get away. And then I think as a result, we just keep our kids inside. Like, the world is totally unsafe. Don't go out. And it's like, no,
Basically, yeah.
you were covering up for Uncle Louie. And sorry, I'll go to, oh, I'm
Oh,
trying to
you're
think of,
fine.
I'm, no, I'm trying to think of Tommy. It's like, the movie Tommy or the Who rock opera.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know Kevin was the abusive cousin. I'm trying to think of the molesting uncle. Like, now I'm kind of stuck. Like, I'm gonna have to Google it. So, oh gosh, what's that going to do to me? Keith David, no, Keith Moon, Tommy, Uncle Ernie, yeah. No uncle had, regardless, if an uncle had a name of a Muppet, they weren't any good. I think that's fair to say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been a long
Right.
time since I've seen that.
Right.
Like
Oh,
I
no,
was
it's been.
literally like thinking real hard.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, as I say, why am I thinking about the movie when it's like, well, it's a rock opera based off the album. So it's like the al of course the album's a rock opera, but yeah, it's like, why can't I remember who the drummer from the Who played? Oh, so let's see. So right now Coraline's going shopping for, and we didn't really get enough to appreciate, like, they had the Shakespeare Festival going on at the same time as the President's
Yeah.
Day blowout. Like, I don't know. And like, I'm looking at the price. $24.99's expensive for gloves, so I don't blame the mother for saying, put those back.
That is
I could,
fair.
yeah, I could get those on Etsy for 15 and at a gas station.
Right?
You look at the right gas station. I spent 6 years at a super pantry truck stop, so yeah, as I like the joke about my time at the truck stop, I've If you've seen the movie Clerks, the only thing I had not seen there was necrophilia.
Oh wow. That I
So,
love that movie. I have not seen the
yes.
newest one, the third one.
Oh, it's
But
I think it's I think it's a I think it's excellent. There's definitely some flaws, like they just more of continuity. It's like eventually as Randall wants to direct a movie about the Quick Stop. Even no, I'm just going to cast the regular people. Well, they grabbed all the people from the original,
oh, that's
movie, and it's
great.
like no. Well, you say it's great, and it's like well, then how they cut everything into it look like Clerks. It's kind of like doesn't work there, but no, it's a the perfect ending for our characters, with the exception of Jay and Silent Bob, because they're R2-D2 and C-3PO. They'll be throughout the
They'll be that,
Viewers
yeah.
universe. Yeah. So no, very no. So it's definitely worth a watch. I picked up the Steelbook the moment I could. I was there first weekend. Like I, it kind of sucks now that my primary job is not selling physical disc anymore, or we're not getting any new ones.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, there's places, there's still Barnes and Noble, and I think online people will always go to the places like Vinegar Syndrome or Arrow. There's a lot of niche design, Shout Factory. So, but yeah, I've been spending the last couple months downloading as many iTunes movies that I've purchased onto a hard drive, just in case.
Nice.
So, yep. So Coraline, after shopping, this is the first time where it's not a dream. She's going in for the world, and things are about to get real buggered up. Well, not too quickly. She gets to see the. And the play that the actresses are going to
Forcible
perform.
in Spink
Thank you.
with their weird little dogs with the angel
Yes,
wings.
yes. I. Oh no. After the next trip, next time she gets back to reality, it's kind of like, he's not. What are you? He's not dead yet. Oh,
Yeah.
he's not doing well. Never too early to be prepared. So yes, Forcible and Sphinx, they have at least three Scottish Terriers to start with, when you're introduced to
I don't
them, but
remember how
the
many like ones they had stuffed that were up there with the
correct,
wings and their
yes.
little angel wings on. They had a
Right,
bunch, but I
yes.
don't remember how many.
Right. So as their dogs are ailing, they prep them by sewing little angel outfits on them. Yeah, and if they
They're
pass,
really dark
they're
too. They're like, what? They're like making wings for one of the dogs that's still alive, and they're
that's what
like,
I'm saying.
is he
Oh
sick? And they're like, why delay the inevitable?
no. If you watch the credits, it's like there's nothing really worthwhile after the credits or anything, but you get to see like the little dog who they think's going to perish, and I didn't notice that the cat. I'm now at the point where this cat exposes, like, yeah, I can talk to you here. But he's jumping through stuff, and his tail is in the one end of a tree as he's talking from another tree.
Yeah, Keith David is really good, like the smooth voice. Like he
Oh.
has the best voice for I think a cat because that's how I always view cats. It's just so sleek and sultry and just smooth. And that's the
Right.
kind of voice he has. Yeah.
It's Let's see, I'm trying to. So I know Keith, when it came to Keith David acting, I know he was the antagonist in The Princess and the Frog. Little Scotty
Oh,
dog.
yes, he is. Oh, such a good movie.
Yeah, otherwise all I really knew him as was the head gargoyle on Gargoyles. So I kind of equate him
Oh
to
man.
Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy, the Joker and Batman accordingly. So it's like but yeah, Keith, when it comes to Keith David, it's like, well, that's Keith David's voice. I mean, Mark Hamill, and I'd say I saw a panel with Kevin Conroy before he passed, so it's like, yeah, that's Batman. Or at
Yeah,
least,
like you just
you
hear
know.
his voice and you're like, that's him.
And I don't think Mark Hamill has the range everybody gives him. Like he's got Mark Hamill and then he's got Joker. Like
Oh, that's true. And like other, I've seen like other things, but you can still tell it's him because you either think of Joker or,
Or
yeah.
just, yeah, Mark Hamill being Mark
Like you said, it's
Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
Excellent movie, I'd suggest catching. I don't know if it's on any streaming service right now, though. It's called Brigsby Bear. It's a story about two parents. Well, they're not parents, technically. They kidnap a child to form their own family. And they're so focused on figuring out a math equation, they go and run into the Arizona desert, kind
Oh my
and
goodness, I've never seen
right.
this. That sounds
Oh,
interesting.
and so basically they're trying to teach their kid to be a great mathematician, totally disconnected him from society, saying there was an apocalypse. But there is a children's show for him to watch still, which like the father goes and actually produces outside. It's called Brigsby
That sounds
Bear.
hilarious.
Yes, it's hilarious and it's very and it's like jam, you know, thought-provoking. Definite suggestion. So yep, so watching our elderly people do the high dive. So I was kind of disappointed. Like, do we really need to get? Well, I guess it's the ideal world. They should be, you know,
Oh, where they basically peel
yeah,
off their elder
there's
bodies and they're all young and hot again. Yeah.
right, precisely. Like,
Well, because everything's perfect in this world, so like.
I know, I know. I don't know. Maybe I'm again. Maybe I'm too much of a cynic to enjoy fictional worlds. I probably don't enjoy my dreams enough. Now that I think about it, like,
One thing I really love about this scene is the audience is the dogs, and
yes.
then the stage crew is the dogs. So you've got like these little doggies like pulling back the curtains and pulling the cords for all the props and stuff. And oh my God, it's so funny and cute. And just
Yes.
it's like one of those that like the movie is essentially mostly dark, but there's all these cute little pops of adorable and cuteness in it. I can't help like look up. It's so funny.
Oh
It's a
no,
good
this is
great time.
like, oh no, I go for like, I go for cute more than beauty, yeah, 9 times out of 10. So it's like, I just, yeah, I'd
It
rather.
also is kind of beautiful because the art style for this, like,
Oh, I'm not questioning that at
just
all.
really
Like,
cool.
I was going to address it l again once this movie's a little more round up. Well, I
We're
could guess
getting
I
there
could,
because
yeah, that's and that actually that's a good point because that'll get to the thing. Like, I think the story could have probably been told better in an episodic nature.
like splitting it up more.
Right. Well, dare I say television, which obviously
Yeah.
if you do television, then you're doing it live action because it takes way too much time for, I mean, that's essentially, it's a movie because it would take too much time to do this. Like you
Do
could not
stop
do
action,
stop
yeah.
motion for an entire series. I can't even think of a stop motion TV series. Like,
Me
well,
neither.
yeah, like I'm just
Like they've
saying
done
like,
some really cool things with animation these days and
oh,
art styles and
and back
but
in the
stop, yeah, but stop motion, yeah.
'50s and '60s, they used puppets a lot, but
Yeah.
But Thunderbirds
There
look
should
like
be more
shit.
puppets.
Well, yeah, as for
Yeah.
as I say, Team America, World Police basically tell you like, oh, remember how shitty this show looked like? So, yep, we're introducing the buttons, and it's like, eh. Again, I
She's
don't.
not a fan of the buttons. But I
I.
totally would you put in that situation? Would you take the buttons?
The only thing that really tells me this isn't great is the fact that YB is a mute
Yeah, like shouldn't that
in
have
the
been
other
like an
world.
extra?
Yeah. Right,
Yeah.
no, and I appreciate Coraline's skepticism. She's always kept her head on, like, this is too perfect, this is too perfect.
Yeah, it seems as though she's
she
more
really
cynical than
wants.
most kids.
Right. Oh, and definitely can appreciate that. It's like, I really hope it's this, but I just don't think so. And oh, great. Yeah, you want to take my eyes out. Like, I think she a little overreacts. Like, don't take it out on the dragonflies. Don't dick over the turtle or the squid. I mean, yeah, it's creepy that your friends in Pontiac have the button eyes, but.
Right, like
Yeah, like,
everybody's
I
got the
mean.
button eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying I'm not necessarily turned off by the idea of going with button eyes. You know, as the fa other father says, the needle is so sharp you're not even gonna know. Ouch! As he gets kicked in the shin by their mother. I don't really know what it says though, like why we had to pick on the, I mean, I guess, dare I say, Elektra Concepts? Like, why the other mother is the antagonist? If you go back to Fight Club and the entire speech Tyler Durden gives before he, as he's letting the narrator suffer with chemical burn, you know. Fathers are supposed to be our idea of what God is. If our fathers did not care about us, what does that say about God? That God does not care about us. In all likelihood, he hates us. And I say, I just, again, I think it's more of an Oedipal concept there. Like, we gotta be better than our dads or be what. That's, I guess, my big thing with trauma. It's like, oh, you can say Freud is totally outdated, but it's like there was a point where it's like I better be ready to kick my dad's ass. You know, not to go and sleep with my mom, of course, just like, you
Oh,
know.
yeah, Oedipus
And
complex, duh.
right. And I'm just saying it's kind of like when it's a story about a girl, it kind of focuses on the mother, I suppose. Is what I'm getting at.
Do you think possibly? I mean, so it does focus on the mom, but do you notice how the dad's kind of more the submissive partner? Or maybe
Yes. Well,
that's
that's what I'm
the
saying.
way
It's like,
Coraline sees that their relationship, and that's why the mom is like, because
well,
that entity, the whatever you want to call it, only took on the, like, the image of her mother, because that's maybe who she thought could, I don't know, talk her into it more, like make her feel more like, that she had, I don't know, had more of a
well,
pull, more respect for, or something.
as I'm saying, it's kind of like the mother's the authoritative figure
Yeah.
in Coraline's life, and I don't know. I'm just now watching as the cat kills the rat. It's kind of like, you know, why do we have to pick on
Oh, and all the
rats?
sand falls out.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like I know a lot of people who have pet rats. It's like, or I
They're
knew
very
a
stinky,
person.
but they're cute.
Yeah, I was about to say this. Rats are getting a bad rap. Of course, Chinese
Oh, they're
mythology.
adorbs.
Well, Chinese mythology, if you're familiar with how the, like, there's an anime called Fruit Baskets, which is a lot of fun. But there's a story about how the animals the zodiac in China got their order, and basically the rat cheated. He, they were supposed to swim across a river, and whoever gets first pot in the Chinese zodiac, and
Yeah.
everybody else who finishes get that position. But the cat basically hopped on the tail of the dragon, and when the dragon did all the work to get to the front, he just walks up onto the top, walks up the dragon's back, and jumps off
Oh,
his
that's
nose to
crazy.
get to the land first. And the anime fruit
Sneaky.
baskets, yes, in the anime fruit baskets, I think it was the dog. Like, oh yeah, we're told the cat, who's not in the Chinese zodiac. I mean, there's the tiger, but told the cat, like, oh yeah, the race is hap the race across the river is gonna ha for the rankings happens tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. And basically the dog lied to the cat. So that's why the cat's not part of the zodiac. And in fruit baskets, it's like very weird. If one of the if one of these zodiac children touches our heroine, they turn into their animal. So you have
Wow,
the cat,
that's
the person
interesting.
who, yeah, the so you have the character whose zodiac animal is the cat is basically trying to keep the girl away from the dogs. Very like could that like that's just like trying to find TV to watch with my ex at the time, and it's like, oh, this looks cool, come on. And no, attention span Nile. Like,
Don't give
oh.
enough anime a chance just because I really hate fan service. I can get down on
Oh.
like cute stuff like Ghibli and stuff like, but I
No,
don't know.
I don't know. I got into anime and when I was still in high school, and that was when I'm spending $25 a tape, like basically my entire allowance every week for 1 hour of stuff. Like kids don't know how easy they have it.
True.
Like,
I
oh, if
saved
I
up
didn't.
babysitting money to buy Titanic on the two VHS tapes, like in the,
Right.
yeah, oh yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah. And but now it's like, oh, well, I didn't catch that episode, but give it a couple of months, the entire season's gonna be on DVD. You're not putting any
Oh.
effort in, kid. Jeesh.
Yeah, right.
So now we're to the point where Coraline realizes, like, it's not cool to have buttons for eyes, and she meets the dead kids, and this one is where the movie really starts rushing itself. Like,
Oh yeah, like after she's pushed into the mirror
you're
with
right.
the,
And seeing the
yeah.
dead kids, and I mean, it's gonna eventually end up being the ring. Like, and I've not seen the ring, but I know how they
You
dispatch him.
haven't?
No, I would, I for me, when it comes to horror, it's kind of like I'm not in it for to be scared. I just want to see gory stuff. Like,
Yeah. Oh, it like
can you do that?
whoa, it's
Oh, you can
scary.
do that. Like the ring, it's like, oh, people are freaking out. It's like, oh, I don't want to freak out. I want to watch and enjoy every moment of violence and
It's
disturbing behavior.
not super violent per se,
Right,
but
but
yeah, I actually I was a freshman in college when that movie came out. And I skipped class with one of my friends that I went to high school with, and we ended up in the same three-dimensional design class at Parkland. And we skipped class and we went and saw The Ring, and I literally could not turn off the lights that night. I slept with the lights on.
no, you were telling me
was...
about the eight. Well, as I say, like that's kind of why I haven't gotten around to the Babadook. Like, I
Oh,
don't know.
yeah, that one
I
too. That one.
have it.
So, The Ring. The Babadook and Stay Alive, the one where if you die in the video game, you die in real life. Those
Yeah,
three
they.
movies, I couldn't sleep. I had to have the lights on. Like I was so freaked out by all three of those movies. It is very rare that a scary movie scares me, but those three got me somehow. I don't know.
Right. And I'm just saying, like, maybe I'm a chicken shit. It's like, I'm not here to get scared. Like,
See, I can't
show, you
watch them
know.
alone though. So there's lots of horror movies I want to see that I haven't seen because I don't want to, I can't watch them by myself.
Well, a lot of it was with my parents. Like, I joke that so my older sister, she's high on the functioning autism spectrum. I think she's a genius. But you know, she's not gonna do
Lots of
anything to
autistic people are geniuses.
yes. But she's not gonna do she as a child, she wasn't gonna do anything to piss off mom and dad, and you know. It, she was very much Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I run into a lot of people who definitely are on the spectrum. Like, I was working at a call center and talking about something, and like, oh, you know, and I bring out, well, my older sister has Asperger's disorder, which we don't like to use, you know, Nazis. And you know, I'm saying, and this is what she does, and then a totally awkward guy, really weird, like comes up, like basically, if you're thinking Private Pile from Full Metal Jacket, not too far removed, you know,
Oh, okay, yeah.
before the trauma to Private
Oh.
Pile, and it's like. Oh, I
That
have
was a
Asperger's
terrible
disorders,
day.
and I just said, yeah, I can kind of tell now. It's like, and it when it comes down to so many parents just like, oh, so my kid's not crazy, and they don't do anything to accommodate to their needs. And then trying to adjust them to reality. I'm not reality, society, I should say.
Yeah.
And my parents were very good with my older sister about like, okay, well, this is what you have to do here. I know it, why, you know, telling her, and dare I say, I mean, I probably did their best parenting with her, dare I say. Now I feel it neglected, but
Oh.
no. But it's like they took the time to work with her, and you know, she does all right. And it's like, but so many people are like, oh, he's not crazy? Okay, cool. No, he's gonna get his ass kicked someday. Like, or he's going to shoot Arlie Ermey. You're like,
Oh.
so yep, so this is the weird bit now that I don't know why. Was there a thing that told Coraline to go and visit our Sphinx and
Yeah, so she got that little
Force of Will.
rock thing.
She
The
gets it
the
from them.
ghosts. Yeah,
The
she
like
gets it from
the
them, and that's when she sees stuff. I don't remember why she goes down there.
right, yeah, exactly. But they
Oh, because she was
pull.
gonna ask them if they saw her parents, because her parents are gone.
Oh yeah, and they're pissed that, well, where's our ride to the theater? But yeah, no, they suddenly turn in all the hard candy, which really makes you pair. I don't know, did every kid from the 80s have grandparents who had the candy that just never was touched?
I didn't, but I knew people who did.
I was gonna
Like
say, like,
my grandma's always hip and cool, and like she's 80 now, and she's like way cooler than me. She was never
well,
an old
okay.
lady.
Well, you say 80, and it's like, well, let's see, my grandma passed at
She's 81.
81.
Yeah.
Well, she passed at 81 in 50, yeah, oh gosh, 18 years ago. So yeah, different
Yeah, my
ages.
everybody has
So
kids young at my in my family. Like I'll be 40
I
this year.
yeah.
My mom will be 60 this year.
Oh,
Like,
you see,
yeah.
yeah, my little brother is 38, and my parents are 70 and 75. And I should say, might as well start rounding up 70, 1 and 76, and like, I don't know, they gave me shit for talking about my nephew. It's like, should you really be this judgmental at 13? And my dad said he's 12. Yeah, he's 12 now. You question him, you immediately round up. He turned 12 2 months ago. So you're not angry at him, is what you're saying. The moment I do something screwed up, March
Oh, well,
2nd.
it's different with grandkids. It's like you're infallible, but with your kid, it's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like my, I don't really know what my like grandma was like with my mom, but my mom, yeah, like there was lots of stuff we couldn't get away with that my nieces and nephews totally could.
Oh no.
Like, yeah.
Well, my mom's mom was great. Grandma Polk was great. She was sarcastic. Like I basically she came from a family like my mom is the spawn of a woman who didn't want to have kids and my mom loved my dad enough like, "Oh, let's go and have, yeah, I'll have four kids for this guy." Did you ever plan on having kids prior to that? No, I living with my mom and her experience and mom grandma's experience. Why would I want to do that? Like, I mean, it's almost, I'm glad I'm 44. It's like, yeah, do you really expect me to be around for your kids? It's almost creepy now that I'm talking about flirting with people who have grandkids now. It's like, and like
Oh,
you're 2 years my junior, like
that's crazy.
I yeah, it just makes you feel the world's passed you by. But then again, it's like, why would you want to have grandkids in your 40s? Jeez.
Oh man, I couldn't even do kids.
Yeah, so I suggest getting chastity belts for your nieces and nephews.
Oh man. Yeah, because well, so the only one of them that's like of that age, she just turned 18 and she wants nothing to do with children because she's the oldest of five. And she's got my temperament. She's a lot like me personality wise. So I don't think I'm gonna have to worry about being like a great aunt from her anytime soon. But in like 10 years when these boys are running the streets, like, oh yeah, I'm sorry ahead of time for all you ladies
Yeah,
because
I
they're
fear
crazy.
like it throws me off because my dad is the first of five kids, and I would say that he grew up from a in a family where so my grandfather was John the Second, and his grandfather was John the First. They were both second children. So it's like
Oh, that's
they were
different.
they yeah, so they seem to have an and dare I say this is kind of the Donald Trump thing. Like Trump was not supposed to have the empire. It's just that his oldest Fred Trump Sr.'s oldest child, Fred Trump Jr., just didn't like his dad. And then yeah, so it's kind of like there's a weird thing about second, like, so my dad is David, my uncle is John the Third, who's the youngest,
Weird.
the younger brother. So there was a thing about second children, and I don't know, watch a lot of medieval stuff or Game of Thrones. It's like, jeez, I don't like, was my grandfather bitter about being a second child? And then he's focusing on the second children. If you hear my dad's stories, because like so much it was like my dad was supposed to raise the kids, and if somebody got in trouble, it was my dad because he should have been old. He was old enough to know better. Like, and turn around, my dad wanted four kids. Like,
Sounds
I don't,
exhausting.
I know, I don't get it, but like. I mean, I never wanted kids just because I don't think I'm ready for it. Or now it's like, oh, I'm never gonna be ready for it. But it's like,
Oh,
no,
yeah.
if I no, is my professional wrestling career more important than children? Yes. So Or then it's like I'd rather succeed and have something to give my kids than just work a, you know, I don't know, maybe there's success in being a, you know, working your way up through the system and having children. Like, I don't know. I didn't lose my virginity till I was 24, and Lord knows I have practiced safe sex for the most part ever since. Like,
Yeah, I have, well, just a lot of childhood stuff that made me not want to have children, and I can't have
oh,
them now.
right. Oh,
So,
I was hoping that would be the case by this point. Sorry to divulge too much of your own experience, but like,
yeah, no,
gosh, I hope they finally wrapped everything up. So I'm just being facetious. That's my humor, but like,
No, you're fine.
yeah, it's
But
just
yeah.
like,
Oh my God, kids. No, but I love being an aunt. Like, I enjoy children, but the thought of being responsible for someone else's life sounds like a bad life choice because I'm not necessarily doing the best job at my own. So, should I
Yes.
really be in
Oh,
charge of
no.
someone
Oh
else's?
gosh, no. Yeah. That's a no, that's exactly it though for me. It's like, yeah. Like, we have cats because cats will take care of themselves essentially.
Oh, Zoe needs lots of attention and love.
Oh, no,
She's knocked
Ava.
out right now.
Oh no, and Ava's right at my lap as I'm petting her, but
Zoe
it's
will
kind
not
of
sit in my lap at the computer desk for some reason. Like
well.
she'll come over here and just like walk between my legs and get pets and then like go back to my bed and go to
No,
sleep.
I,
But she does
yeah,
not want to sit in my lap.
well, I have a
At least not in this
very,
chair.
I have my table very low to the ground, so I have my cat. So she's just, oh, you're on the ground too? Then you're, this is my domain. You better treat me well. But the point of the matter is, like, when they say, oh, you know, cats will eat you, and it's like, damn right they should. Like,
Yeah, I
she
can't
is
let
good.
them
She,
starve.
yeah, she is going to survive with or without me.
Absolute 100%.
But she, you know, there's a lot, she knows what's easy. I get a little paranoid, like with cats. It's like, oh, but you're in a prison, basically, because I live in an apartment. And it's like,
No,
yeah,
but
but
you can
the
have at
outs.
least 1 to 2 cats.
Oh, don't. No. I
Every
gotta.
vet that I've spoken to says that they prefer that you keep your cats indoors, that it's bad to like have your cat be an outside cat.
Oh no, it's definitely bad, but it's like, you know, I don't know, it's there's a Rick and Morty episode where Rick accidentally has a no, where Morty accidentally has a kid.
Oh gosh.
Who's a monster, but you know, it's like, no, you can't go outside, it's dangerous. So but yeah, I feel for him. It's like, oh, you know, there's a big old world. You're going to. Why can't I go to? It's like it isn't that big. Like
Is to
cats don't.
them.
Well, I know, but it's like, eh. Again, it's like how did I deal with being a virgin for 24 years? It's like, oh, well, if you don't know what you're missing, you really don't know what you're missing.
I
Once you
was
have it, once you.
19.
No, I know you were married at 20, right?
No, I was married at 26, divorced at 28.
Oh, okay, but I'm just saying it's kind of like, oh, I was cool until I had, you're like, oh no, I'm all right. It's not a big deal. I got a dream. I got a Sega Dreamcast.
I mean,
No, but
I
then
would have.
lose it, and then it's like, oh shoot, now I want it all the time. Damn
That's
it.
almost everybody.
I know, but
Maybe.
I'm
I
just
don't know.
saying. Yeah, I know, but
I'm
I'm
not a
just saying
part of
it's
that
like,
world anymore.
no, I'm just saying, like, if you know, if you don't know what you have, then don't worry about it. Jeez.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah, so as I say, now getting back to the movie.
Where were we?
So Coraline is was getting the little rock that lets her see through the illusions of other mother, and now
Oh, yeah.
she's going through the boss battles, and it's like, again, this is where it's kind of like, well, we're rushing through this stuff,
But not I do you wish they took more times with the with the battle scenes, or that they had more build up to it? 'Cause she visited both of her neighbor apartments and had interactions with YB in the real world, and then she'd have an interaction with them a night in the other world, and then now we're at the boss fights. So you get to see you get a visit on each side with
Well,
each
yeah,
character in each world, and then
but this is more like the last set of boss fights in a Mega Man game, where oh, you already conquered all the levels, you've beaten the bosses previously. Now it's like boss fight, boss fight, boss fight.
yeah, but I
Like
mean, but it's kind of, I guess, yeah, it's sort of set up that way. It's not like how it's the boss fights aren't spread out like Scott Pilgrim, where there's plot and then boss fight and then plot and then boss fight and
with Scott Pilgrim, the boss fights are what you're there for. We already
yeah.
know. Oh, seven ex-girlfriends. That's established after Act One. Is like, oh yeah,
True. But
you could be with, and so Act Two is the boss fights. Act Three is finally defeating Jason Schwartzman, who took so much time on that spreadsheet. I really feel for him at the end. Like, I mean, if you're gonna be a vengeful asshole, put the time in.
The highlights out of her hair.
Again, I'm a professional wrestler. It's kind of like, oh, you gotta build the things. Like, you can't have the person, the boss fight be the first show. It's gotta be, you gotta plan for it till the next pay-per-view.
Well, so they're not spreading these boss fights out in Coraline. They're all kind of clustered before the big boss fight.
I know,
And then
but it's like
there's.
I'm just
So
saying it's
is that why you feel it's too rushed? That they just
like, well, there's so much
there's a lot
material
of.
looking like I it's dare I say it's great when a movie makes you want to read the book.
Yeah,
Just
I weirdly have not read the book, and I've seen this movie like 8 billion times.
oh
I'm
no
telling
it
you,
and
I had it on repeat for weeks in some sort of weird depressive episode. It was just, I've
oh
seen it
no
so many times.
and I've yeah I can't recall the last time I really had a movie that did that to me. I mean, it's back to the honestly I would say it's back to the VHS days where you had 7 days to rent a movie. And like, oh, you watch the movie night one. And it's like, well, I have it for 3 more days or
Just rewind it,
six more
watch it
days.
again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate Highlander 2, The Quickening, way more than anybody should.
I have not seen that movie since I was I don't even know how old, but my dad loved the Highlander movies, so
They're
he's a
not
big
good
fan.
movie.
And the
That's just what I'm
show.
saying.
Yeah.
I love the show. Don't know. I'm probably gonna finish this podcast. I think Apple TV is offering me $20 for the entire series. Yeah, I think I'm
For
probably gonna like,
Highlander?
yeah, the
Nice.
television series. Right. That's what I'm. That's thank you. I need that
Is there
affirmation.
a new movie or a new
They've been working at like it's been a decade that they've
show?
been supposed to be working on a new movie,
Okay.
a reboot. I think Ryan Reynolds was initially attached, and look, I hated Ryan Reynolds until till Deadpool. Like, my issue with him is like, dude, you're doing comedy roles that there's plenty of comedians who would love to do it. I mean,
Yeah.
just because you're all sexy and shit doesn't mean you should that should take priority. And then he did Deadpool, and it's like, oh. You're really just one of our what you're really just a cynical, sarcastic C word like myself. I understand you.
Oh, he's hilarious. If he wasn't attractive, he would still be successful because he's a funny, funny dude.
I don't I'm not well, as I say, we didn't get any kind of project like that until Deadpool, where it kind of proved that, oh, you are
Well,
just a
I don't know. I'm OG. Did you watch Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place? He was so dry and sarcastic in that show. It was funny.
But anybody could have been dry and sarcastic in a sitcom. Sitcoms are the lowest form of
Yeah.
entertainment.
I guess that's
Per
fair. It was so funny.
Andy Kaufman. So, yeah, I don't know if there's a sitcom that I really like. I stopped and think about it. Like, The Simpsons is just oddball chaos. Same thing with almost any animated show. Like, I will watch Archer to no end. But when it comes to, and my favorite television show probably of all time is Red Dwarf, a British situational comedy, but it's set in 3 million years ahead of us. About a bum.
I have.
Very. Oh. Red Dwarf is definitely worth a watch, but it's again,
Yeah.
it's like ridiculous. Like, if you go back to F Full House, worst thing is Joey and shoot. Okay, so it's Danny Tanner, Joey's Dave Coulier. What was the name of Stamos, John Stamos' character?
Jesse,
Jesse,
Uncle
Uncle Jesse.
Jesse.
Okay, all right. I'm not saying I didn't
Yeah.
watch it, but I fucking know better now, and I'm the guy who broke the PG-13 rule there. Well, we're still at PG-13, where we haven't.
Because you get one F-bomb, right? And you just
Yes,
took it.
right,
Oh,
right. And
gosh
I'm
darn you.
sorry. Well, and I'm
It's
very
okay.
sorry. Yeah.
It's your show.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's kind of like, usually it was Joey and Jesse get themselves into trouble and like, oh, it's, or let's just say it's Joey goes and wins the, I don't know, somebody shared a meme today, like, I still don't understand how Dave Coulier screwed up the life of Alanis Morissette that badly.
I don't want to get into life, but
No,
like
no, no,
Jamie
no, no, no,
Dimon
no,
sucks,
no.
so
I
I
can
totally
like,
get her.
no, 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 no.
That's exactly how
I
she
spoke
feels.
that out, but it's weird when you see an image of Joey with Mr. Woodchuck.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
And then
Like
you
when you
see
think
that,
about,
but right.
yeah, well, first of all, she is gorgeous, so you're kind of wondering like how do you get that? But he's just like, do you think he's one of those comedians that's like when they're in a show, like they're just themselves, like that is who they are? Or do you think that Joey was like more character work and that doesn't reflect who he is at all?
Well,
Because like if you look at him based off of Joey, it's like, yeah, how do you catch that? Like those
no,
girls do
and
like to laugh. You can
right.
totally
Well, no.
get anybody if you can make them laugh.
You say that it's like, or no, I from
It's
an
true.
American standpoint, I go and give you some what would John Cleese write stuff, and you'd say that's why you were a 24-year-old virgin.
John Cleese is funny, though.
Yes, but I'm just saying you drop Monty Python on most girls.
Oh, yeah, I guess
That's
not.
where I'm
They're
coming.
not as appreciated by everyone, but.
Right, that's where I'm coming from. If I give you something where you might need at least have taken History 101 or Politics 110 to understand. I mean,
That's
that tells
fair.
me, yeah. Well, I mean, that should tell me, well,
We really like dad jokes,
yes,
dad
oh, I
puns.
and
I
fish
will Google
if
the
I
crud
see enough
out of
too.
some. Man, I stopped myself. I will Google like crazy at some puns and some dad jokes. Like they're stupid. They're not at all like I don't know how to describe it, but you,
Well, no,
yeah, if you can make a girl giggle at something stupid, you got her.
right. No, if I'm giving you the, giving you the aristocrats joke, they're not going to stick around for the punchline.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
No, they're probably gonna
You
run
gotta
away once you
simplify.
really go. Yeah, right. But I'm just saying, yeah, the aristocrat's a
Like,
little
what is wrong
extreme.
with this guy?
Yeah, right. So, But okay, so Coraline threw the cat into Other Mother's face, ripped the yeast.
Oh, we're that far along already.
Yeah, well, as I say, it rushes. Like, that's why I was,
Yeah,
we were
that's
getting on
fair.
about. Yeah, so, but it kind of gives like the end is like, oh, well, Coraline's getting ready for the garden party and everything like that. They were just freed from a Detroit Zoo snow globe. They have
Oh, yes.
snow thawing off them. It's like, we don't know what the hell happened. It kind of just tells
Yeah,
kids,
art.
it tells it it basically, I think it passes the message on that it tells kids, yeah, your parents are oblivious. Doesn't mean they don't love you, but yeah, don't expect them to give it to pay attention.
Do you know, like, they're kind of really neglectful.
Well, I didn't want to go that
Like,
far,
you
but
kind of notice
yeah.
that? Like, no, that, like, I don't know. They just don't seem to give her a lot of attention.
Oh no, they don't. I mean, I get that. You're stuck on your own careers. Again, I don't want to get into my like. Okay, here's something. My sister, little sister, sent me $25 in Venmo for my birthday, which was a couple days ago. But I digress. And
Yes, happy birthday again.
thank you, thank you. And it's just weird. I usually shut, like, before I did the podcast, I'd shut my social media off for my birthday because, like, how many of these people, like, really don't know are going to be wishing me happy birthday? It's like, yeah. I mean, so at least she's accepted the cat as her own now. But, and I love the Oh Starry Night stuff until the ghosts come out of it. But, I wouldn't, you know. I'm just saying it's a message to kids to acknowledge that your parents are going to be neglectful because they got other shit to do. Be patient with them,
Yes.
which I don't think is a bad message. I don't think they're neglectful parents. It's like, jeez, are you paying the
Like,
bills,
I mean,
kid?
her all her basic needs are met.
Okay,
But
yeah.
like, you know, she doesn't she seems
She
to, you know,
well, she's
she's having a
been
hard
and.
time with this move. She doesn't have any
Right.
friends. She
Yes.
doesn't
Yes. So she does like YB, and yeah, YB's a little weird. I'll even say that. Not to say that
Why reborn?
not to say that I probably wasn't that weird when I was a kid anyhow. Like
I was.
well,
Actually,
no,
he
I go
reminds me of my brother, like playing with slugs, wearing a weird mask, like just zooming around, like being a little boy. Like, it's
yeah.
endearing. It's cute. YB's kind of like he's annoying, but he's cute. He's like an endearing little brother.
Right. I don't know. I think I grew up in a generation where like it's very weird now. I don't know what nobody no adult has talked about Saved by the Bell. I mean, I know it's got a new series and everything, but it's like,
I
dude,
have not watched any of the new stuff. I'm a purist. But then.
and I haven't either, but what I'm saying is the fact of the matter is somebody should have punched Screech in the face. With today's politics, I'd say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
Like
no, she said no.
Dustin
Just
Diamond or Screech
yeah.
the
Well,
character?
Screech the character. No, we had no issues punching Dustin Diamond in the face by the end of it, everything.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. I'm saying the character of Screech never gave up on trying to win over
Lisa?
Lisa. Yes. And it's like, no, she's not into you. Like, leave her alone has been a message that we've been trying to teach kids this
Oh,
century.
yeah, 'cause he was pretty creepy. I guess I didn't really think about that. Like I don't know,
Right.
'cause like as a kid I always just felt bad for him because I don't know, I felt like I identified with him a little bit being a nerd and
Yeah,
like not being
right.
very popular, and his love
And you
was
were
unrequited. Like
right.
I didn't think he was, I mean, like was he stalking? It's been so long since I watched it. He wasn't like stalking her and stuff, but he was like, yeah, always trying to win her over. He was like super in love with her.
Yeah, and I'm not, well, I guess I paid the ultimate price because I was like that to a girl in junior high through high school. And then I failed to realize, oh, you were in the were you were in, you know, for 1 year you were in the same school as the girl that you did fall in love with, who, you know,
Oh.
dies of die, you know, who you got to spend 3 great months with, and then she, you break your wrist wrestling, you, she gets busted for heroin, and you know, 9 months later
Oh,
she
dang.
ODs. Yeah, that's really my trauma. But no, it's like, and then,
Heroin's
you know,
pretty awful stuff.
yeah, I mean, no, I'm not questioning that. I'm not saying I didn't screw around with it, but it's like, again, I guess maybe being a professional wrestler is like, no, I gotta be disciplined. Once a month, that's
Yeah.
all. Unless it's really good shit, but you can't find that. So, but I'm just saying, it's more of like, I'm just more like, why did I focus so much on like just take a hint and walk away type stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 'cause that's one of the things they say to boys are like, "Oh, she just you gotta try harder. She's just playing hard
Right,
to get."
no, it's
Like,
like, no, it's not that.
no, no means no. I won't change
Yeah.
my mind. Like, but yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what this is about YB. He was, well, I don't know. Like, YB is probably a nerd who didn't have anybody. I hate to say it. Why were you born?
Yeah, he reminds me of my little brother. He's just like this
Yeah.
endearing little dude. Like,
Yeah. And yep, then the but so we've already gotten to the, we're at the garden party now. Still wear the Michigan
oh wow, we're
State
at the end
sweater.
already?
Yeah.
That was
Yeah.
so fast. But we were talking about
Right.
other stuff, so now I feel like we didn't do when we did
Well, I
this.
mean, I've
'Cause there's
really
one thing
covered
I
up.
wanted to bring up when she was in the
Okay,
other
yeah.
world.
Very good, yeah.
When she they were running and then they like end up running out of world and they end up in just that white, all
Right.
that
Oh no.
whiteness.
Yeah.
I really like what they did with color in this movie, because like when like everything in the real world is so drab and dark, and like the whole color palette is like neutrals and just everything's so brown and gray and just muted like tones. And then in the other world, everything's super bright and they use warmer colors to like make
Oh.
it like, you know, more inviting and homey. And then they run out of like color completely. Like, it's really interesting
Oh
what
no,
they do
you're
with all that.
oh, well, there's like anime that and then I'm just watching the cat on the pink palace sign, and then it suddenly disappears behind the post. Obviously, you can't do that. And I'm kind of disappointed. It's kind of like an It Chapter One thing when the credits roll and they show Coraline, but the cat's the L.
Oh,
That's
yep.
not on the box art. And it's like, okay, I guess you're, you know, avoiding the spoilers and stuff. Now I see the little Scotty's playing ball, and they're having to keep the ball away from the vampire Scotties from the other world. But when you bring that up, it's kind of like there's a lot of anime when it comes to like Neon Genesis Evangelion, my favorite anime series. No, that's not why Eva is called that. She was Eva when they got her. I just don't have the, I don't have, like, I don't want to, like, she was Evangeline was her name when I adopted her.
Aw.
And it's like, well, Ava, I'm not gonna,
Yeah, that works.
yeah. And it was, like the last, like, everybody hated the last two episodes of the original series because they ran out of money. And it's very existential, but there's an entire bit where like the world totally disappears and they're trying to explain to our main character, well, this is just how you fill it. They work from a black and
Oh.
white sketch, and it's real genius stuff. Like, and then hey, there's a, they made two movies to kind of like, all right, you want the exciting version of this simple the concept. Cool. And then they totally made four other movies to kind of like replace that series entirely. Yeah. No, I love that bit where it's like when the, not the lack of color versus the color between worlds is when Coraline realizes she's got to get out of there, and the cat's walking with her. and they go to an entirely white world eventually. Blank.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they like, all right, let's get back to what you gotta deal with.
Yeah, I just
Otherwise.
like really like that how they do all that transitioning between
Oh,
worlds with the colors and changing the moods and
Oh no, this is
like
something
you
that,
feel.
well, again, it's kind of like, and maybe that was a flaw of James and the Giant Peach when they go live action and then to the animation, like pick a lane
Because the
type
live
thing
action was
there.
really dark and the animation was very bright in color.
Right,
Like it should have
no,
been
I,
maybe darker.
well, no, they probably were on the right path with that. As I say, it was just a lot of, like, is this really a story we can translate, I suppose?
Yeah.
That's what that comes down to.
The book
Like,
is really, really good.
yeah, but
I loved it
let's,
as a kid.
well, I'll go back to Roald Dahl and let's go to the big friendly giant, the BFG.
Oh, yeah, so good.
And
Such
everybody
a good book.
loves the books. And then it's like Steven Spielberg directed the movie, and it's like, eh,
It's
whatever.
cute. Well, I didn't see the. I saw the old cartoon one. Like, there's a newer one, isn't there?
Yeah, Steven Spielberg directed a live action version.
Oh, see, I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
Is it bad? Is it good?
nobody speaks overly fondly of it. I think it's
It came out
like
in 2016. Yeah, no,
there's a
I've only
pro
seen the animated
yeah.
version.
Well, no, and I haven't watched the live action Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, the Disney version. I saw the
I saw
PBS
the
stuff.
first and second one, but I think that's it. I think that there's like more, but I didn't watch them.
I think they made it to three. I don't know if they did the Voyage of the Non. I mean, I think they did the Voyage of the Non-Treader, and I don't think they made it past the. I think it's the Silver Chair. Oh boy, jeez, I don't know. I learned about this stuff in public school, and I don't like my
I
teacher
have not
for
read those since I was a
that.
child. I couldn't even
No,
tell you half of any of them. But like what's
right.
crazy is like
But
I can't
I'm
about Harry
far.
Potter that I read as an adult. So
Okay, yeah, Harry Potter is something I have not gotten into. I've
I
seen.
don't like the movies all that much. I love the books. The books are very good reads.
All
I'm
right.
not that big of a fan of the movies. In fact, I hate the third one so much that like I can't watch it. It's so bad. Like it is such a good book, and that movie is such trash. But I feel like that way about a lot of things that I've read first and then watched the movie. And there's like very few where I am really impressed by the movie. Like one I can think of is White Oleander with Michelle
Yeah.
Pfeiffer. That is so good. And it really represented the book well, and it was just done very well. Another one I feel that way about is The Lovely Bones. Wow. Like, I read that book. I saw the movie first, and I was just like, wow, I gotta read this book because I didn't know it was a book. And then I was like, wow. Yeah, like they did really well with both those. But then I read Silver Linings Playbook, and I watched that movie, and I don't know what that trash is. Like, that's not this book. Like, what is this? And I feel like they were capitalizing on the fact that Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper were so popular at the time, and they had done other movies together, and they're just big names. But yeah,
Well, they
the
were all right.
adaptation from the book was terrible.
Well, when it comes to Silver Linings Playbook, like I say, Bradley Cooper was on the. Both those actors are actually on the rise, and I
Yeah.
think people were
They were getting
more.
so popular. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't think they were box office draws yet. Still, then you put but you associate with a director who's has a reputation or had a reputation at the time. David O. Russell, who did Three Kings. I love I Heart Huckabees.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so he's like, oh, this guy knows how to do stuff despite he's abusive to his staff and actors. I digress. I think George Clooney actually knocked him out on the set of Three Kings for how he was treating staff.
I did not know
So yeah, it took a few years before I heard that story. So And I heard the audio of him ripping into Lily Tomlin. It's like Lily freaking Tomlin's a treasure.
Oh,
So,
yes, she is.
yeah. So, yeah, it's just a very, so when it comes to, I don't know. I was actually having this conversation a couple of, probably just yesterday at work, and it's like, somebody wanted to complain to a manager about our corporate phone number being a call center.
Isn't it the case that most like corporate
I
places?
digress with that, but it's like
Oh,
she's trying to say, I have an 11-year-old I have to do had to do this for, like, and it's like I just went and, like, after all I hear all this, it's like, yeah, I have a 16-year-old here at my place who, doesn't give me that much trash. I just have to clean up her poop.
I
Like,
got
come
a
on, just
12-year-old. Hi.
yeah, just be realistic. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just like, so, we're both kids of the 80s, essentially. I mean, I like to say when it comes to being in the Midwest, we get an extra 5 years on Gen X.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I am Gen X genuine, not to boast, but
I am like in that weird spot. I'm 84, so I'm like Gen X, but millennial. Like I'm an
no,
elder
well,
millennial. As
yeah, you're out,
what's her,
you're
the
out.
comedian?
I couldn't recall.
Liza, I can never say it. Schlesinger, I think
Okay,
is
yeah, I
that.
know who you're
She's,
talking about.
yeah, super hot, like super skinny blonde chick.
Yeah.
Like,
Well, no, it's I mean, people don't realize, I guess people don't realize it takes 5 to 10 years before the Midwest catches up. So I'd say Gen
really, you don't
X
think
is,
we have our thumb on the pulse of what's cool?
well, it's weird because we actually do, like, Peoria, Bloomington, they're like the ultimate test market
Yeah, I
in
think
this
because of
country.
where we're at, we have a lot around us that probably other rural towns like don't have, because we have the university and all these other, bigger
Well,
cities around
what
us.
I've
We're close to Chicago,
yeah, well, what I'm
like
saying is that
we probably get a little better than other places.
well, we do, but a Peoria is like the ultimate snapshot of this country. It's got the right amount of white people, minorities. That's why it's the ultimate test market.
Oh.
So they go and test Raspberry Diet Pepsi in Peoria.
Oh, that sounds
And
disgusting.
well,
That's
and
already a
then
hard
the
no for me.
well, it's just something I'm throwing out there. And then they see if it works in Peoria, where that pretty much is like the same thing that's going to happen in Omaha.
Yeah. No,
And
we have a
then
lot of test stores around this area. Somebody told me that the Dairy Queen in Mahomet does that.
oh, yeah, and they run it back
Their
up to
test
corp.
store.
Oh, especially with McDonald's. They run it like, all right, we'll try this product here and we'll run it up to Chicago. Like, if it works well in a place where it's rednecks, we'll see if it works well in Chicago. And then they introduce it to all
Yeah.
the bigs. It goes to all the big cities first, and then it's like, and we lose it, and then 5 years later it's back. So yeah, so that's what Central Illinois is. It's like, okay, well, Bloomington, Peoria, like, that's pretty much what how everybody settled out if you're not enough on a frickin' farm. And
It's true.
but as I say, that explains the 5 to 10 thing. Like, I would say Generation X is, so if you go back to the boomers, I would say 45 to or 45 to 63, basically. People come back for the war, start shagging, and then 18 years later is 63, and then I'd say it's six or and I'd say 63 to 81 is millennia, is Gen X. And then, but we're be obviously being in the Midwest, we're behind, so we should give a 5 year
Yeah.
allowance
That makes
to
sense.
yeah. So I guess when it comes to the movie, it's like, Again, I think the story may have been better served with a television series. Again, not plausible for what we got this beautiful animated feature. Well, who knows with CG, but screw that.
Yeah.
Oh, I tried watching the Puss in Boots on Netflix, and it's like, eh, it's good. It's okay, but that's not Antonio
Which one is that?
Banderas. Puss in Boots is from Shrek.
Well, yeah, but is it the which Puss in Boots was it? There's more than one.
Well, I mean, it was the Antonio Banderas Puss in Boots, essentially, but it wasn't voiced by
No, yeah, there's
Antonio.
more than one. They did a couple of them.
Oh,
I know
well,
he
I know they
started out
did.
in Shrek, but then he did Puss in
He
Boots, and then there was like Wish
they
Upon a
did.
Samsar or something. Like, I don't know. There's
So
like
the
multiple Puss in Boots.
well,
Like,
okay. So there's Puss in Boots and Shrek for three movies. Then they did Puss in Boots the movie, and
Yeah, and then
then
there's another one, right? That he did
Netflix had
a.
a Netflix had a TV series, and then they did a sequel to the movie.
Okay.
Released a few
So
years
it might have been
ago.
a sequel. I think I was
Yeah,
at my
no, I
friend's
think you're
house doing her hair, and her kid was like watching one of them.
right. No. The animated series is such, oh, plug and play stuff. What do you mean there's a white cat that he might get infatuated at? What about Kitty
Kitty
Soft Paws?
soft paws. Wasn't she like super sultry?
She was
Like,
voiced by Selma Hayek, and yeah, she was super sultry
yeah.
because he was declawed.
Oh.
Like that was the thing. Like, why she had soft paws? Because she could sneak in and grab things because she didn't have her claws pointing into things.
Oh, that's
That's why she
funny.
was a master
That's good.
thief. But it's like,
That's good. I like it.
I don't know what happened. Maybe I played with the kid a little too roughly, but the next day, no claws. I wake up,
Oh,
no
that's
claws. And
sad.
I know. I had a friend of mine who said, no, kitties need pointy things.
Kitties need pointy things.
Yeah. I mean, well, when you look how precious their beans are,
Oh, they do have magical beans.
they need protection. So, no, the only other note I had that I haven't checked off from my document was the well, which we kind of discussed, but it's like Chekhov's well. If you're
Yeah.
familiar, you're familiar with Chekhov's gun. If you introduce something in the first act, it better be used in the third act. And again, it kind of rushes things. Like, all right, we defeated the boss. It's cool. Oh yeah, you got to go and dude, you forget about the well? Like, why did we go in that cabin?
Oh,
And then, as I
yeah.
say, it's so. I mean, did we not cover anything? I mean, I was
I
going through
don't
my
think so.
notes. Okay. As I say, I was going through my notes. You brought up the palette changes and such, which no, I did not
Yeah.
appreciate thoroughly enough. I will say that. Again, I was just more fascinated by like A Nightmare Before Christmas is more of an anomaly, or not necessarily anomaly, more of the test phase. Like it's easy to cover your tracks if your background if everything takes place at night.
Right.
Right, and James and the Giant Peach again. I think it's just limiting everything to the peach. Like, oh, you don't see anything outside of it. It's all dark, I guess. But yeah, as I say, when it comes to the story, it's a little rushed in the end, as we kind of display just through this conversation. Oh, we're already there. Ah.
But yeah, they do. I didn't really realize that. They really do
Yeah.
speed it up.
Right. It's like,
They take a
but
long
as
time to give you all the information you need, and then they're like, okay, like
yeah,
conclusion time. Like,
right, exactly. I don't know. It's like,
I never really
gosh.
noticed that. Like, but it is quite quickly paced towards the end.
Well, I'm a guy stopping. Like, that's the biggest problem with this podcast is like, all right, I got a 90-minute movie to watch for the show. I better clock 2.5 hours out so I can take an hour of notes. pause and
Right.
rewind. And so yeah, I'm a little more, so I'm in a position where I can like, oh man, I don't know how film critics did it back in the day. Well, actually, they probably had a lot easier job. Watch the movie if it tell you how it is. Not.
Pretty
Well,
much.
did this work or did it not? Did I miss something? Let me stop, rewind.
Oh yeah, because you really couldn't do that, I guess, a long time ago
Yeah, I
before we
mean,
had media in our
Netflix.
home.
Well, and then you have Netflix, like, we gotta make original movies. No, you didn't.
You didn't have to.
I mean, aside from
Although
straight.
they moved away. They had to find a different way to make income because we moved away from like getting DVDs in the mail. It all went to streaming. So they had to find another
Well, they didn't have
bit,
to. I
like
was
another way to get revenue.
I didn't have to though. I was subscribing to the DVDs until they stopped.
Right. Yeah. They
No,
didn't
I'm
have to, but they're just,
No,
the
they
world's going
no.
that way. They got
Well,
to
no,
keep
it
up.
Yeah, but they set the standard. Like it was Netflix, like, oh,
They did, and then other
you
companies
gotta
came, and they
Well, yeah, but if
free
you would not if
market.
you Yeah, but if you would have stuck to just the DVDs in the mail, then you would have had enough money to begin with. That's all I'm saying.
Do you think red boxes get enough revenue for them to be around for a long time?
I don't think so, since I have to drive out the Philo Road to find the only one in Urbana. Like,
Well,
they're
there's
just.
nothing in Urbana. I am
Well.
from Urbana originally. Like, I live on the Champaign side of town now, but I'm from Urbana, and there's just like they've gotten a lot of stuff since I was a kid. But when I was a kid, Urbana was mostly residential, and you would go to Champaign for things.
Oh
Like,
no. Like I moved
no.
to Urbana just because like, oh, that's where the Bohemians are. Yeah, it doesn't
Yeah, we.
the
Somebody broke down all the towns around here as Barbie dolls, and Urbana was like crunchy tofu Barbie. And like my best friend was like, "Why is that you?" I was like, "Shut up." She's like, "No, you're definitely from Urbana." I'm like, "Thanks."
Right. And I'm just saying it's more like the residents usually are college kids who decide not to leave.
Yeah, true. Yeah, no,
Right.
I was. So that kind of happened with my mom. That's sort of why I'm here. My grandma, they moved here for like 6 months when my mom was a teenager for some undergrad thing that my grandma had to do for like I think her bachelor's. I don't know, it was some teaching position or something. And then they were only here for 6 months and then they moved to Chicago. My mom finished high school in Chicago and she really liked it down here, so then she and some friends moved down here
Well,
and she met my dad,
like,
had me, and
there you
I've
go.
been here ever since. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and my dad was a got his master's in labor relations from Michigan State, where he went to college to start with, after a stint in the army, and Caterpillar recruited him from there, and that's how he ended up in Peoria. But I don't know. At least with Champaign-Urbana, it's like, well, there's education here. So, like, if I run into
Yeah.
somebody back in Peoria, if I ran into somebody like, well, I'm originally from Long Island, it's like, what the meg did you do to end up here?
Oh, man. Yeah, but I always feel that way about, well, I know it's the university is how most people end up in this town.
Well, at least you have the university here. Bradley is not that big a university.
Yeah, usually
So.
if someone ends up somewhere like that, it's usually a job brings them.
Well, I'm just saying, usually, at least like in Peoria, when I bring that up, it's somebody who's waiting tables.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, this is,
Everybody's got a life story.
yeah. And
Oh, man.
they're usually the craziest stuff, honestly. Like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Ah,
Oh, man.
yeah. All right. So, but no, Coraline is definitely a like, it goes back to Labyrinth. Like, I think the difference is Labyrinth pretty much rushes through the first act and basically says, "And here you go to the world, and you better get out of it for the next two."
Yep.
And
Oh, I love that movie.
oh no, I saw that in 1988. It was like a free movie the town was doing for the kids during Christmas season, like,
Yeah.
and then that's like,
We grew up on it, yeah. And I
yeah.
mentioned my brother is Jareth, King of the Goblins. So I hope he
And
goes to see it with me. I'm going to see it either way. I'm like, I'm gonna go see that movie on the big screen. It's my favorite. It is my all-time favorite movie.
well, I was a so my experience with that was I was a kid who was my parents wouldn't let me see Gremlins when I was 4,
Well,
when it came
yeah.
out. Well,
I saw
but
Nightmare
then
on Elm Street when I was like 4, and I literally love horror movies, but I cannot do Freddy Krueger. Like, I can't. Nope.
I finally got around to that a few years ago. It's
Hard
like, oh
pass.
gosh, this was awesome. But and it
Hard
like
pass.
if it wasn't for if it wasn't having a girlfriend, it was like, oh, we could go to the art theater and see Gremlins. That's the saddest thing in Champaign is the art theater's no longer a thing.
Oh, I know it. It was
But
a sad place.
and so watch Gremlins with my girlfriend. All right, I guess I'm over it finally. But yeah, it's so it's like so when it came to Labyrinth, I'm watching it, and then the first scene, when she's angry at Toby, and then the goblins are all in Tip's face, and I see a bunch of little creatures just fill the scary creature, fill the big screen, and it's like, oh shit, no, not here for Gremlins, no. And then you just listen to peek at say the words. And then
Did she
you cut back.
say
You shut up. And then it's like
it?
okay, I pull my hands from my eyes, and then it's like, oh, these are freaking Muppets. All right. Yeah, I'm cool. And then we get going, hey, it's a movie that qualifies for the podcast, so I don't want to give too much more, but it's like my biggest problem was the year before was Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right. Which I don't know, I have to research that one to see if it qualifies. But
My best friend and
it's
I watch that pretty much every election season. Even if we're like
no.
not in the same town, we
Oh
watch
no.
it together.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
So,
well,
but
because we started that one year during like we were just like we're so tired of like watching this, and it was like election night, and we were just tired of talking about it, so we watched that movie instead, and then it just sort of became a tradition.
yeah. Well, then it's like, so I'm watching Labyrinth the first time, and then it's like the Goblin King shows up, and it's like, that's
Smack.
it. Ugh, shoot. I screwed it. So I gotta go through the time and edit that. But that's Tina Turner, right? The wig Bowie was
Yeah, the
wearing. And it's
Thunderdome.
like, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like the same wig Bowie was wearing. So it's
Oh,
like,
yeah, it's pretty close. Yeah.
yeah, it's like, so I'm very confused. First, you give me Muppets, and then
Was a good
you.
soundtrack too, Tina Turner.
Oh,
We
yes.
don't need
Yeah.
another
Right.
hero.
But it's like, then you
He's
hear
the
David
best.
Bowie. Then you hear David Bowie's voice.
Oh my
You
God, I
lost for
have
that.
the
Yeah.
Labyrinth soundtrack on vinyl.
Oh,
I
yeah.
That whole
Oh.
soundtrack, I could sing like all the. There's like all kinds of 80s movies that are like that for me, where they have a good soundtrack and I know the whole thing. Like I'll sing the whole movie, like Xanadu or,
Oh, don't, oh no, no,
all
no,
that
no,
kind of
no.
stuff.
Don't, I don't need Xanadu flashbacks. That was at
I
B
love
Fest.
Xanadu.
That was at B Fest a couple years ago.
I love Xanadu. Love it.
No,
So good.
no. Like, get
Don't
rid of
judge my
the
life, sir.
don't, oh no, it's just it had so much great ELO, and then it's like, and
Oh, yeah.
let's have Olivia Newton-John sing. No,
But
ELO, no.
she doesn't kill it like in a bad way. She kills it in a good way. Like she like especially that song she did with Gene Kelly for the one scene where they dance together.
Yeah,
Like
no.
so
And
good.
then
No, you need to have more appreciation.
Then they're
Or
roller
appreciation for
skating,
music, I
but
guess.
when they finally get their roller skating rink, it's like
Oh, yeah.
Gene Kelly just like, I guess I gotta go and fake this shit. Have
That
you
was like
seen
his
the
last
app?
movie, too.
Well, he died in 88, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it was. I looked it up one time. I don't remember why, but it was his last movie.
But it's like, so this year at B-Fest, we watched The Apple.
The Apple?
Yes.
I don't think I know about this one.
Well, that's one you should look up then, I guess,
Okay.
to share in the deep hurting. It's a So are you familiar with the concept of Canon, the Canon Group? They were
I
a
don't.
studio, so they were a studio, a or at least a film distributor that became a studio. They were also known as, so essentially they became known as the house that Chuck Norris built.
Oh.
Basically, any bad Chuck Norris movie you saw in the 80s was produced by Canon, the Canon
Oh,
Group.
okay, yeah, I remember the logo now. Yes, yeah.
Right. Okay. My
Sorry,
favorite
old
movie.
brain.
Yeah, no worries. My favorite movie from them is Life Force.
Why do I know that?
This is the one. It's a story about, well, you have your antagonist, I guess, a female space vampire walking around London nude for the most part.
Hold on, I'm looking at.
Patrick Stewart's in it. He's like,
Oh my God, I have the slowest phone ever.
when a vampire, like the vampires suck the energy out of you, leaving you like all skin and bones.
When did that come out?
1986. Like basically there's space vampires riding behind Halley's Comet. Then
Oh my God, this looks great.
yeah, I agree, but it is
I'm going
very
to add
tight.
it to my to watch list.
Patrick Stewart with a cameo in it, like, yeah,
I
so
will watch that.
but yeah, so the apple is a musical from 1980, same year as Xanadu, about which tries to tie the Book of Genesis and the Book of Revelations together with the music industry.
Why do I want to watch this also? It looks terrible.
Well, I am. Well, Catherine Mary
It's like I want
Stewart's.
to watch it, but it looks really bad.
I think that, but and no, my sister's like, it's not like we did a podcast about B-Fest, and I sent the tweets or the posts out on social media, and I said, and she's on Blue Sky now, and I sent it out, it's like, and the deep hurting of the apple, and she's pom comments on that post. Let me just be up front: the words Russ speaks are not the words of everybody on the podcast. And
Oh,
so, but I think, okay, we're to the BSing stage. Let me take a look. Oh, we're not doing too bad. I'll see conversations 2 hours, 15 minutes at most. But I think we should probably wrap her up. So I'll go through my
all
plugs
right.
in case you have any plugs for yourself, which usually isn't the case, but I digress. You can find me on all social media, typically at Catbus Russ. That's at Catbus Russ on Twitter and Blue Sky now. Honestly, the best platform out there is Mastodon. That's Russ Stevens, RussStevens. Stevens spelled the only way. Russ Stevens at Mastodon.social. You could also be a guest on the podcast. Send an email to russthebus07@gmail.com. That's RussTheBus07@gmail.com. Offer me a movie, a theme, a director, an actor. Try to focus on sub 100-minute movies, but I can work with anything if you're willing to put the time in. And all I have otherwise is to thank my late best friend Stacia Harden for keeping an eye on me, make sure I don't get into too much trouble. And I hope she's doing the same for everybody else she touched in her life. And I hope she's squeezing the ever undead poop out of Skimbleshanks, the one-eared angel. So I got through my BS there. Not to call yourself BS, Stacia. Jeez, I don't need that nightmare. Do you have anything you
My
want to plug?
initials.
Do you have anything you want to plug or?
I just started a Twitch, but I haven't started streaming yet, and it's Happy Beeps Meow Meow. But I haven't really started recording anything yet, so
No, that's cool. I have to keep an eye on that. Honestly,
yeah, I'm
like,
still I have a camera coming, and I'm just like, I don't know, I was looking for something to do one day a week to like I don't know. I'm trying new
yeah,
things this year. Like,
right. No,
yeah, I'm trying not
that's what.
to live crippled in anxiety all the time anymore and just try
No,
new
that's
things that scare me, which is what got
well,
me here today.
and that's no, and that's awesome. And honestly, like, I remember when I was working at Marine Bank. Screw those guys.
I did landscaping there a couple times.
Exactly, and like you're
Yeah.
cashing your check there once. It's like I didn't catch it immediately because I just have you listed in my phone as Brandy Beebs, so
Yeah,
not
pretty
Brandy
much everybody
Stoneham.
calls me.
So
Yeah,
yeah,
I've been the Biebs since like 6th grade, so like 30 years next year.
right. So
Yeah.
yeah, so
Not very many people call me Brandy, but it
yeah.
is my legal name.
All right, so Happy Beebs Meow Meow on
Yep,
Twitch
on
is,
Twitch, yeah.
yeah, is coming
There's
soon.
nothing
So,
there yet, but
coming soon. So, what games are you looking to be playing, I guess?
I've been playing a lot of Cult of the Lamb, but I just got my PC back because I needed a new graphics card. So I haven't got to I have so much stuff. I haven't even decided what my first game will be that I'll be playing. But yeah,
All
Cult of the
right.
Lamb recently has been my jam. You literally play a cute little lamb that runs a satanic cult. It's adorable and dark. I love it.
Hey, as long as it's not frickin' Pal World. So
Everybody says good things. I have not checked it out, but I also never was a Pokemon person, and I heard it's a little similar, but then I've also heard other things. So I haven't tried it yet. I play mostly RPGs or like, I don't know, I like cozy vibes, like yeah. So for
All
sure.
right.
I just got Animal Crossing.
Right. No. That's
Yeah. Stardew
that's more my
Valley.
like, you're right. No,
Yeah.
those I'm not a PC player. I'm not somebody who's gonna I just don't like Steam to begin with and yeah.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, I
All
give them a
right.
lot of my money. I don't know why.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brandy, for coming on the show
thanks for
and
having me.
yeah, look forward to talking to you soon.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you later. This is just the
Bye.
closing for the podcast. So if we got any
Yeah,
other
I
BS,
figured.
all right. Okay. All right. Bye. Bye. I don't know how this works.
Bye.
Bye.
Can I hear a wahoo?